And she said, yes, I do. Praise God. And next thing she knew, she was in the presence of her Lord. She was dedicated. And we have to be dedicated. You see, to be a Christian means to be dedicated to the master. Dedicated with our giving. That is, with our time, our talent, our treasure, our prayers, and our service. But let me go ahead and close. To be a Christian does not only involve renunciation and dedication, but to be a Christian involves imitation. Look what the word says. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. And he puts three words on the end. And follow me. You see, to follow someone means to imitate that person. It has the idea of seeking to be in union with and in the likeness of that person. It is following Christ, seeking to be just like him. Amen. In our energy and efforts, in our action and work, it is going after our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with zeal and energy. I'm talking about struggling and seeking to follow in his footsteps. Amen. No matter what the cost. Amen. We are to imitate him. We are to emulate him. We ought to be just like him. Amen. You see, some people have tried to imitate Jesus Christ by imagining what Jesus would do in many circumstances of life. You see, to follow Jesus means to adopt his manner of living in words and action. Can I remind us, that's why it's so important for us to read the word. That's why it's so important for us to study the word. Praise God. I can't be like him if I don't know how him was like. Amen. And the only way, I know that wasn't good English, but the only way for me to understand what him was like is I got to look at his word. I got to pick it up sometime, and I got to read it, amen, so that I know that when they slapped him on one cheek, he turned the other one. I'll know that when they whipped him all night long. Praise God. He said, Father, forgive them. Amen. We don't want to forgive nobody today for nothing. Some of us are holding stuff today. Amen. That goes all the way back. Sister Buckner, go all the way back when Methuselah was walking around carrying grudges. Amen. But look what Paul writes at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, when he was admonishing those followers to follow him. Look what he says. He said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel. beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Awesome brother.
Into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
I want to remind us, we are the church. And I want to remind us of where we are and where we must continue to go and what we must continue to do. We are the church of the living God. We must be resilient, each of us. We have to come back into our original position with the Lord. And we know what that position is. We don't need to go all over that because we know what our position is. We're supposed to be obedient and humble and do the things that God says do. And He is the source of our power and He's our strength. And we can't wage war effectively against the enemy without the Word of God, without the strength that God gives us and the power that He gives us. All of this is given to us by God. And we need to make sure that we can release all these things that God has given us against the devil. We need to rehearse how we're going to do the battle plan. We need a battle plan, and we need to rehearse how we're going to do battle against the enemy. We're not playing games. We're serving a true and a living God. And if we're going to keep the things that God has given us, then we're going to have to work at it. We're going to have to work at it because God has given us an arsenal of things that we should do. And He's given us many things that we should be doing. He's our source. He's our power. He's our strength, you know. And we really, I repeat it again, we really cannot wage war against Satan effectively without God, without His word, and without His power, because He is the ultimate power. You know, and we need to rehearse our battle plan. I can't stress that enough. We need to rehearse the plan that we have, and we need to keep them fresh in our mind, you know, so that we can execute flawlessly against the enemy. In Nehemiah 8 and 10, it says at the bottom of the page, it tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. When you read that bottom line on that Nehemiah, the 8th chapter and the 10th verse, read the last part of that line, and it says the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, the Lord is our source. He is our source. He's our strength. In Joel 3 and 10, it tells us to beat our plowsheds, and into swords. And if you lived on a farm, then you know what plowshares are. And He tells us that these are old tools that they used in the country and in farm life. This is what they use, the plowshares. He said, you beat them into swords, and you beat your pruning hooks into spears. And see, this is a more strategic weapon. It's a more effective weapon. These weapons that He's talking about, you know, we can make these weapons work, but we're going to have to do it according to what God says. And this is just an example of the weapons that we have. You know, He tells us to beat those things, beat those plowshares. He said, turn those into swords. And he said, the pruning hooks, you turn those into spears. Now, we know that those are much more, these weapons that he told us to beat those old weapons in, they're much more effective. That's what I'm trying to say. They're much more effective. So what the word is saying, he's saying we need to be proactive in what we're doing. We need to do the things that God told us to do, but we need to be wise at what we're doing. We're using the word of God. And when we use the word of God, it will be effective when we use it the way he tells us to use it. And he said, let the weak say I'm strong. This is what we have to do. Saints of God, we're preparing a battle plan. And when we go into battle, these are the things that we have to know. The things that I'm telling you now, the scriptures that I'm quoting to you now, we have to have these in our mind. It has to be a part of our battle plan when we go to sleep at night and when we wake up in the morning, because we never know when we're going to have to fight. So, you know, we're going to have to, he said, let the weak say I'm strong. So you can say that all day long. I'm strong. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And it's in our words, you know, that we can change out those old, tired and worthless weapons of our words. We said things like, well, I don't know. I don't know if God's going to help us. Well, you know, I don't think God heard my prayer. Well, those are old weapons. That's your own old words. And those words are not going to help us at all. We have to use the word of God, which is written in the 66 books. The words we use, they're worthless. You know, we have to speak what God says and what God tells us to say. That's what we have to speak, saints of God. And why? Because what God says, it has power. It has power to it. God has the power to perform everything that he say according to his word. He will perform it. We know it. We know he'll do it. We know he'll perform everything that he say he would do. So we have to make sure that we use the words that he used, and then God has no problem performing what he said he would perform. You know, the plowshares, you know, he said, turn those into swords. That's a more effective weapon. Your pruning hooks, you know, he said, turn those into spears, which is a better weapon. So saints of God, how many know that when we stop using our words and start using God's word, that is the ultimate source. That is the ultimate weapon that we should be using. And he says, let these powerful thoughts that we're going over now, we want them to resonate in you so that you'll know how powerful the word of God is and how sophisticated the word of God is and how lethal the word of God is. You know, just like the spears, just like the spear and all those things that he told us to use in that old book of the Bible, that's just like the word is now. The word is lethal. It will kill the devil. It will stop the devil, and it will take him out of his tracks. All demons and devils have to flee when we begin to use the word of God. In Hebrews 4:12, it says, for the word of God is quick. Now, these are the weapons you got to have when every day when you go into battle. Every night, these are the weapons you have to have. And saints of God, you know that we're in a fight right now. And Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. That's what it is. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And it said it pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and of the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts. Listen to this, saints. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. This word is powerful. All of this that I just read is about the word of God. It's quick. It's powerful. It can cut betwixt the marrow and the bone. It can cut and divide the soul from the spirit. Saints of God, there's no surgeon in this world can do that kind of work. But our God